Thank you for calling Gilmore Group.
Is Arthur in, please?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Gabe, Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of, I'm sorry, could you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, 1 second. Let me see if he's free.
Thank you.
Arthur Gilmore.
Hi, Arthur. This is Gabe over with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. I just wanted to follow up with you there. I see if you guys had that equipment quote there for the software and hardware you guys are looking to bring on there.
Yeah, it's coming together.
Okay,
we have all the, I think, of the computer. It turned out a little differently than we thought. We are going to go with a little higher number. We're going up, and I would hope that this would be okay, but what we've come up with is about $65,000 to get the equipment. We're not getting the 3D printer, and we're not including much else but pure equipment and computers, and I think two little pieces of furniture, but that's inconsequential. It's like $2,000. But we're getting pretty close now to having that. Lewis has been pulling that together with the company, I can't remember, it's Egg something, and they're mostly pulling all those quotes together. We're also getting a wall where we're putting a number of screens on a wall in our conference room and running that those six screens on one driver. So we're getting that quote from the folks at like Best Buy, and that's what we're waiting on right now.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, thanks for the update. You know, I really don't see the $65,000 being an issue. I definitely have to double check with our underwriter here. And you spoke with Ruben, correct, on Monday?
Yeah.
And okay, good. Yeah, sorry I hadn't been in touch there. I've been out of the office the last couple of days with a little sick.
Ruben was the one who said, you know, if you want to go higher, go ahead. But you should check with the underwriter first. So if we can't make that number work, I would go as high as 70 because we're like at 66 something, and I just want to make sure that we don't have an issue. But Gabe, Ruben also said that he had no problem with us buying some of this equipment like in the next couple of days, and then including that for the, you know, to we're trying to bundle everything up and get it back.
Yeah, and I had chatted with him about that. I just reimburse you guys basically for what was it, the software expenditure there. I did talk to him about that, so I don't think it's going to be an issue. And he is the underwriter that's going to be working the file, so we should. I don't see that extra amount, you know, based on your business being an issue there. So.
Well, let me know because I think you guys are. I mean, I feel pretty good with you guys. Key Corp Financial also gave us a thumbs up, and CIT is doing the work finalizing theirs. But I'm leaning towards you guys. I've pretty much taken a step away from Balboa only because as I mentioned to you that I saw too many things on the internet that didn't feel right. So give me you know. Today's Wednesday.
Yep.
These days go by very fast. I'm looking at a list right now. Well, the list is $65,132 for what we have. Our software is SketchUp Pro and Rhino, SolidWorks. Those software programs or software total is $35,486. The workstations for the processors, motherboard, video card, memory, and power supply, key, mouse, and HDD, and tax is $13,930. And then we have six Samsungs and a Matrox video card and tax for those six Samsungs, and the drivers is $29,646, and that's pretty much it. He's working on getting what we were asked for, to not just get the quotes, but to get something very specific, which was get an invoice that is right. billed to and shipped to, and a name for Ruben or the underwriter or you, Gabe, to call and say, hey, I'm just checking with you guys so we're not, you know, so everything's squared up.
Yeah, so everyone's on the same page, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, I would just work on, you have my email there for when you guys get the final quotes put together. I'm going to quote us here at the $65,000. I'm going to discuss that with Ruben and see if that's an issue. I don't foresee it being one. So,
well, please do get back to me on that, and because if I have to, you know, if I have to make an adjustment, I will. And please, yeah, get back to me. The adjustment would be for the displays, and then the hardware software right now comes in, you know, right there at about 50. So you let me know as quickly as you can. And do me a favor,
absolutely.
Would you please, Gabe, send me another email that, you know, we just had this little chat and that you're checking on that. So I'm leaving for Geneva on Friday, and I'll try to get this buttoned up and the specific invoicing into you by tomorrow. If not, I'm going to leave it to Louis Lombardi. So if you send me that email, I'm going to forward it to him, so he's in touch with you guys as well. He's he will be here and acting as the guy to communicate and fill in anything.
Absolutely. And you said that's Lewis, right? That's your IT guy?
Yeah, I don't want to call him an IT guy. He's my partner.
He's more than
a partner.
He's got some stake.
He's not an IT guy. He's the guy figuring out what we're purchasing as far as the specifications and who we go to and how we buy it and what everything is. Please do not refer to him as an IT guy.
Okay, yeah, I certainly won't. He's a partner. Partner from here on out, I apologize. Yeah, absolutely. What's going on in Geneva? Are you taking a vacation there?
No. There's a show for business jets called eBase. It's the NBAA of Europe, and we design the interiors of jets, business jets, and we also do their branding for those companies. So, Textron Aviation wanted me to show up, and kind of a last minute thing.
Switzerland,
so
right?
Over there. Yep.
Oh, that's probably nice this time of year there. It's probably
very, very. Should be a
real
beautiful
nice
weather. Yeah, real nice.
Great. Yeah. Well. I'll go ahead.
But
and
I'm
I'll
gone for the week, and I want to make sure we get this kind of buttoned up. And Lewis making sure that he knows what he has, because he's kind of looking at this as like, okay, well, if you know, please get back to us on whether or not we can get to that 70 mark, because KeyCorp said they only kind of want to work above that 70 mark, and I didn't know if we were going to go. We don't really want to go more than that, but for sure, I want to make sure that we can if we need to. And it looks like because of that, I told you about the shoot that's coming up from PBS filming
right.
in our company, and I really want to do this this conference room display because that's going to, you know, wow them. And,
yeah, absolutely. That's where they said that they only wanted to work with you guys if it's over 70.
The KeyCorp guys, yeah. They didn't say that they only wanted to work with us guys if it was over 70. They said they would prefer we hit 70 or around 70 because that they say is their sweet spot for giving us their best deal.
Huh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's
just a little inside information. I probably shared a little bit too much, but from our standpoint, Gabe, it's like we're up to $65,000with these pieces. I think they're fine with that. I just I'm not trying to make this overly competitive. I feel good with you guys. I just need to know whether or not you guys can go that extra 15-20 on top of what we've already been approved for.
Absolutely. Yeah, no problem. I'm going to go to work on that now and see what we can do. And I would assume that I'll get back to you. I'll shoot you an email today, kind of like just to go over what we talked about. And I would assume to have an answer for you tomorrow on if we're able to do that extra $15,000 to $20,000 for the equipment. So
And if not, that doesn't mean that's over. It's just I did make a decision that this conference room display was going to be worth the $15,000. It's going to rock, and it is worth putting forth. I could buy it on my own, but look, let me know what you can do, and
absolutely.
I would appreciate an email back from you guys sometime tomorrow after you talk to the underwriter and make sure that and if you need any information, please as quickly as you can, because you can imagine I'm getting ready to take off and Lewis is not going to be necessarily pulling all the financials or any financials together if you need that. So let me know as soon as you know something.
Yeah, absolutely. I will definitely be in touch with you as soon as I kind of get a final answer here. And I can't imagine we'll need any documentation other than the invoice or quotes there to take a look at there.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, I will shoot you an email there, Arthur, and I'll let you get back to work there. And hopefully we'll.
I can. There's no point in sending this. This list without real invoices attached to it. Let me see where that stands right now.
Yeah,
he even has the Fisher Unitech and where he's getting everything from. So I think he's got those quotes coming, and hopefully they're already either here or they'll from Newegg, from Fisher Unitech, and from another company. I don't know. I think it's Cardiologic. Those are the and then Best Buy. So those are four companies, and I'm sure we can get all that squared up this afternoon if we don't have it already.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. I wouldn't. I'll just quote around 65 to 70 for now. And we shouldn't need the invoices until it's like all finalized. But I will go to work on that now. I'm gonna get in touch with Ruben here. And I don't think that extra $15,000 to $20,000 is gonna be an issue here. So I'll let you know as soon as I get the confirmation on that. Alrighty.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Sounds good. Alrighty. You take care.
Bye. Okay. Bye. Bye.